We're going to speak today about the rise of the feminine and an evolution in consciousness. So, remember when you were kids in fifth grade or in sixth grade? Who's the best? It's the boys. And the girls are like, no, yuck, ew, it's the girls. And like, the girls are the best and the boys are the that. And that kind of battles that we had up until seventh grade or eighth grade, when things were like, oh, well, maybe, and we get back to a relationship where it still kind of is like that, where we find a partner and it's like, whoa, and we're still enmeshed and not understanding each other to try to understand who's who and what is what. And it's really the battle of the masculine and feminine energies. That the masculine and feminine energies, the birds and the bees, as they call it, there aren't just birds and there aren't just bees. It's the birds and the bees that create everything, right? Enough said. And the idea is that the masculine energy needs the feminine energy, and the feminine energy needs the masculine energy. They're called mashpia mekabel, a bestower, someone who gives over, and one that receives. Now, which one is more important?
The receiver, because it grows the wanting of the mashpia.
Oh, okay.
You grab the vessel, then the mashpia can bring you more. If
Amazing.
you're
So
still.
you've been in Sfat and you've got the download on that. But when you ask the majority of people in the world who is greater, is it the one that is giving, is the one that's taught, the one that's saying, the one that's the inf or is it the one that's receiving? And you would say it's the one that's giving, it's the one that's doing, it's the one that is ostentatiously or whatever it is, that the one that is there, that is in action. And the one that's receiving is receiving. And that is true on all levels, from the most basic social levels of in fifth grade, boys versus girls, to the highest spiritual levels on the creation of the world, where God created the world in 6 days. The Zohar says the 6 days are the six sfirot, which are called the Zer Anpin. And Bereshit, in the beginning, the whole Genesis, the whole Big Bang of creation comes from the divine consciousness, which is Abba and Ima, which is the idea of Chochmah and Bina merging together into Da'at, into consciousness, into merging. And that gives birth to the Midot, that gives birth to the emotions. Who are the emotions? The emotions are the six emotions, are the six building blocks of our life, of the world. And the 6 days of the week correspond to the six building blocks of creation. Sunday, Monday, Sunday's Chesed, Monday is Gevura, Tuesday is Tiferet, Wednesday is Netzach, Thursday is Hod, Friday is Yesod, is foundation. And these six building blocks of creation are called the Mashpia. Right, they are bestowing. What are they bestowing? The emotions, which are received from where? From the intellect, from Chochmah and Bina, from Abba and Ima. They receive from there, and then they give over the emotions. And where does the emotions then go to? They go to a place which is called either action or speech, which on the divine level is the idea of creation, where it says Baruch She'amar, that God said that there should be a world. So speech is God's action level, as well as the actual action level, the Asiyah, the world of forming. That's even more of an actionable level. So there's a down chain of, from the number six comes the number seven, which receives. The number seven receives from the number six. Right. So it's Shabbat. It's right. But 1 second, we're getting there. So the six midot go into what? Into the realm of speech into the realm of action, into the realm of the tangible. And that's the whole aspect, characteristic of malchut, of kingship. Malchut receives, malchut is action, malchut is tangible, it is earth, it is Mother Earth, you'd say. You know, it's called, why is that called Mother Earth? Why is that? Because the earth itself is a pele, the earth itself is a wonder that there could be inanimate, and the inanimate is then able to give over what? More life, to give over vegetation, to give over trees, vegetables. The earth itself, which is inanimate, receives from what we consider is a higher realm than it. But in truth, this lower realm of malchut, of kingship, is the realm of the receiver, which is the realm of action. So, what would we say about the realm of action or the realm of speech? We would generally say that speech or action are not as close to us, to ourselves, to our emotions, to ourselves, as much as our hearts, our emotions. Because Rabbi Chaim Vital says, who are we? We are our emotions. We are characteristic traits. That's what we're brought down to the world to do, to work on our characteristic traits, because that's who we are. And when we sometimes bring our feelings into speech, then we can't capture the entire effect of our emotions or our understanding, because our understanding then goes over to our emotion. Our emotions are stirred up, but then we try to translate that into speech. And then speech doesn't do justice to the emotional reality. It doesn't get to the emotional reality. So we're talking about the six sfirot once again. Six sfirot are the emotions. And then malchut is speech or action. So we have essentially three levels. The Arizal teaches us that there are three levels of the ascent of malchut, the rise of the feminine. And when we talk about the rise of the feminine, it's again the modern, like, feminist movement, which is totally false, and that was proven after October 7th, where for some reason they didn't stand up for women's rights here that were going on October 7th. So the whole feminist movement is not about really feminism. It's about self, and it's about being stronger and better and taking on the masculine aspect instead of truly being the feminine aspect and thereby being the truly victorious one. Because anyways, that's what we're moving towards. The Arizal says that in our evolution, we are moving towards the feminine reality, the feminine way of consciousness, and the feminine way of leadership. This is what we are evolving towards. And the days of Mashiach, the seventh millennia, is the number seven. It's what we're moving towards. And that's what we're having a very hard time releasing, and evolving towards. But just to now go back and really to understand this, what the Arizal is telling us, okay? So he says that there are three levels of the feminine and in the Malchut. Okay, so now listen to this, because this is very, very important to understand this. And it captures so much. And it has the principles, I would say, of everything, right? Because the whole purpose of creation is really the Malchut, is kingship, is the feminine and the descent of God wanting to be known in the world is about being known not just on our higher realms in our intellect, Rivka, not just on the level of our intellect, but God wants us to know him on the level of our emotions. But even more so, God wants us to know him on the realms of our level of action, our levels of speech, our levels of body, our levels of knowing him in our body. That's where he truly wants to be known. Now, the Arizal tells us there are three levels to Malchut. Okay?
You see feminine class.
There are three levels to Malchut. The first level is the realm of the receiver. And the Malchut, the Arizal tells us, is the level of the dot. It really is a dot. And in the Hebrew alphabet, we have vowels that are not part of the word itself. They're either underneath the word, in the middle of the letter, I'm sorry, the middle of the letter, or on top of the letter. Those are the options for the vowels. And there are 10 general vowels in the Hebrew alphabet, and each of them are very, very significant in Kabbalah. But getting to the point of really what we're talking about here is that the dot is called a chirik in Hebrew, and it has the E sound, and it represents the realm where the dot is underneath the letter, and it represents the level that Malchut is underneath the emotions, the level of the six emotions. She is a recipient of those emotions. She's a recipient. No, chirik is not that. Chirik is...
No, you say chirik, chirik in that.
No, under.
Are you talking about
Batitochma, Kamatz, and Batach?
No, I'm not... I don't want to overcomplicate things.
No.
The dot itself. So the dot itself could be seen underneath the letter, in the middle of the letter, and on top of the letter. So underneath the letter is called the chirik. In the middle of the letter, it's called a kubutz, okay?
Yeah.
And on top of the letter, it's called a cholam. And it's explained, the Arizal says that these represent the three levels of elevation of Malchut, from going from down below to being in the middle to being on top. Now, what is the analogy of Malchut, right? Where does Malchut really come from? The analogy is the moon. Because at the beginning of creation, it says that God created the sun and the moon. And there were two rulers that were using, it says, one crown. That's what it says. Shnei melachim, because you can't have two kings with two crowns. That doesn't work. But you could have two rulers that are co-ruling with one crown. Okay, we'll soon speak about what is that crown. But the moon itself, after it's called the descent of the moon, and that's the fall of the feminine, we could say, and the fall of creation, the fall of man, is the fall of basically of Malchut, the descent of and the separation, which occurs between seemingly the masculine and the feminine dimension, where there's a distance between the giver and the receiver. There isn't the flow in the way that it should properly flow through love, through understanding. Why? Because it's coming from first from the intellect and then into the emotions, but then it gets translated, and it depends how it's translated. Mm-hmm. Because if it's a receiver, so really underneath, and the language, because language is also is what Malchut is, the ability of expression, it's the ability to convey not just information, but emotions and expression and vulnerability and self and intuition, and a deep understanding of one's reality and where they are going towards. So the realm is the realm of of Malchut, where Malchut receives, and she could receive in a very in a way which is in sync with the emotions, but it's still on the level of the receiver. And that's the level of the dot underneath the letter, right? The chirik. And that's where Malchut is underneath. And that's where the feminine aspects of creation were throughout the majority of the world, right? Where there was an oppression of this realm. And this realm is not just on the level of women or men, but it's in general in creation. It's how consciousness was, and it's how forms of government are, of course, and until recently, and until the times, basically about 100 or 200 years ago, and as we're coming closer and closer towards Mashiach times, we're coming closer to a time where the feminine way of understanding and consciousness and of leadership is becoming the only thing that pretty much works. And where like the men are like beating their heads over and over against each other, like bulls or rams. And it's like, at the end of the day, they both fall. It's like in the middle pops, like a smart lady or grandma. She's like, can't we try things like this? Can't we just let's do things a little bit differently? And that's something that was not available for us, you know, in the majority of, you know, of the world, of throughout the world, and with the exception of such great people that, you know, we've had in you know, in the Jewish people, and great leaders and Hasidic masters and Kabbalists and etc. And I'm certainly in the world as well, you know, with other leaders, because without them, you know, it would be very difficult. But we are evolving towards that. And again, once again, the Arizal says that the time of the Geula is a time of the ascent of the feminine. And it is the idea of the, now again, this isn't like women or girls going back, we're the best, you know, back to fifth grade again. We're the best and it's us. And it's like, That is not the feminine, and that's not about that. It's not about the male, because within each male there is both male and female. There is the masculine and feminine. There's the emotions, and there's the receptacle to the emotion. There's the speech. There's the action, and then there's what propels it. There's the understanding of it, and within each person, and within a relationship, there's that, and within even a relationship of, you know, between two people, one may be more of the takes initiative. The other one is more of the. It's a balance between it all. But the point is that this realm of Malchut is something that has to that needs to evolve, and it evolves. Okay, but what's the second level of the ascent of Malchut? Okay, so the first one, once again, is what? Exactly. So the dot is under, meaning that she is the receiver, right? And depends on which century, which time, which year is where there's more of a flow. And other times it could be a little rougher. That's a time of exile. Right, and that's the idea that, you know, the sukkah of David is falling. What does that mean? Right, it's not just the London Bridge is falling, but the sukkah of David says that about that. London Bridge is certainly falling, but anyways, that's the first realm of Malchut, the receiver. Right, what's the second level? It's called kubutz, where it is in the middle. I just want to say one more thing about this as a Kohen, and very much connected to this. One of the meditations that we have in the blessing of the Kohanim is that the blessing is the blessing towards Malchut. And that's where really the flow goes towards. But the idea is that you have the blessing of the Kohanim is divided into how many verses? Three, corresponding to three realms of Malchut. So each realm of Malchut gets her specific bracha. Okay? So the first level of bracha is Yevarechecha Hashem, and what? Vishmerecha. What's Vishmerecha? God should guard you. What is the guarding over here? The guarding is the guarding of Malchut, because she is susceptible, as Rachel is. It says about Rachel, Rachel is in the middle. She's got all these beautiful shearing, like shearings on her, right? And people, and they take it off of her. And that's the idea of the of Rachel, which is Kness, which is the Jewish people in exile, and the idea of surrounded by 70 wolves. She needs guarding. And that's the first blessing of the Quran. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, should guard you. It says that Rachel is open, she's susceptible, she has the doesn't have the defense in exile. Rachel, that's the tikkun of Rachel that we do, is the elevation of her, the fixing of her, this tikkun chatzot, it's the whole thing. Anyways, so the second realm of Malchut is what? Kubutz. It's there in the middle. And what does that refer to? That refers to when the emotions and the speech and the body are merging one with the other, where there is there the download doesn't go from the intellect to the emotions to the action level or speech level. The download goes from the intellect, from the knowing, to the emotions, which are so passionate and so true, and the speech and the action are completely congruous with each other. There isn't like a separation of between the emotion and the speech and the action, which sometimes we have. If we take it on a personal level, where's the point of self-doubt? Point of self-doubt is when there's that space between the intellect and our emotions, right? Which doesn't allow our emotions to fully feel, which therefore doesn't allow our speech to fully be manifested and truthful. Because it's the doubt which is there, which is the intellect is basically doubting. Should I give this person a hug? Should I say hello to the... And it's like not trusting oneself. And when we do learn to trust ourselves, then we elevate our malchut. Because what happens? How is malchut elevated to the next level? When we do learn to trust ourselves, and we have this level where the emotions are congruous with the speech, and therefore, but how are they congruous? Because it says about this level that they are both receiving from one crown. There are two leaders that are receiving from the from one crown, right? Just like the sun and the moon. The sun is the emotions. The moon is the receiver. But at this point, and at the beginning of creation, the sun and the moon were really, they were together. There wasn't a separation. They were receiving from one crown. What is the one crown? One crown is the crown of Keter, of really of the superconscious, which isn't just intellect, because what is intellect? Intellect is really even doubting a higher intellect, which is the realm of Keter. And therefore, the emotions are not able to be translated into the speech, and that short circuits, we could say, Malchut. Malchut gets dripped off because of a certain separation. But the truth is that Malchut is even higher than this level, on the third level, where it goes. So in the Birkat Kohanim, we say, right, Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha, that his face should shine towards you. So there's the face, that are the two faces are shining one to the other, the sun and the moon. Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha, and what do we say? V'chuneka, should give you chen, should give you, what's chen? Yosef had grace. What's chen? Chen is Yosef is right. What is that? That's actually Yosef's full embodiment of himself. That's what Yosef did. He completely trusted who he was. And that's why he's called Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore, V'chuneka, Hashem should give you chen. That's the second bracha of the Birkat Kohanim. Ya'er Hashem. And that corresponds to the realm of Malchut, facing Zer Anpin, the emotions. And Yosef, you could say, is the epitome of the emotions because he's Yesod. From Yesod, it goes into the connection of Malchut. So those two beloved ones, right, which is the idea also within us, is the idea of where our self becomes totally okay with how we are going to convey ourselves. And you know, obviously we want to make sure that we're not sounding this and we're not, but we have, you know, and we put on, you know, the intellect to kind of like put the stoppers on, and we're used to putting the brakes on like all the time on what we should say, how we should say instead, and how we should really be and act. Can I laugh? Can I do this? Or will someone do this? And we're used to putting the brakes on because,
you know, the Israelis.
Israelis a little less, or a lot less. There's no brakes a lot of the time on their mouth. Yeah, but it depends how much liquor you give someone, you know, how much wine, you're going to hear it all. But it's not about that. If you to truly, like, you know, to truly without anything else, to truly be yourself, because that's, people go to alcohol and to other, you know, substances to try to bring that connection, right? Because that connection is needed. You know, we need that fun, we need that pleasure, we need that connect. But if we could do it on our own, or, you know, truthfully, by really identifying with that one crown, what's that one crown? That one crown is the observer, is the one that sees, the one that's beyond my intellect, that's even thinking, and the one that's feeling, it's the one that's just really being. It's the one that's elevating. And at that point, the intellect and the emotions and the malchut are completely congruous. That's the second one. So now we're getting to the third one, the third level of the ascent of malchut. Yes. So the chuneka. So these are called, by the way, in Zechariah. And this is the haftarah that we read on the Shabbat of Chanukah, that we read Roni v'Simchi Bat Zion, that on one hand we're called the daughter of Jerusalem, the idea of the daughter, and then in another place we're called the sister, and another place we're called the mother. And corresponding to these three realms of Malchut, the daughter, the sister, right, which we spoke about, the two, the ones are called, right, Pitchili Achoti Ra'ayati, that my sister, my beloved, is the idea of the love of a husband and wife, right? That's Achoti Ra'ayati, right? And that's the idea, Re'echa, right? And again, we have that ability to have that level of self-love within us right now, right? All the time. It's like, it's not like only if I get married, then I'll have that love. If you can't fully have that love now, right? Or if you're able to have that love now within you, you're able to also attract that within the other, within someone else. The love of having that deep love between your emotion, yourself, your emotions, and your speech. In other words, that connection between the two, who I am on the outside and who I am on the inside, to have that, to be comfortable with that. We're working on that, right? We're elevating ourselves towards that. We're having more consciousness. As that's not the mother yet. We're on the sister. We're just getting to the mother.
Yes, but no,
This isn't a mother joke.
inside and outside together.
Yes, so we're on the inside. We have to give ourselves a lot of love and a lot of leeway, and to have that connection between with what is going on inside of our emotions, and to see, like, why are we self-doubting ourselves? Right? Why do I self-doubt myself when I want to say something, or when I am with this person, or when I want to do this certain thing, and I'm self-questioning and I'm not allowing myself to be pretty much in the flow? I mean, this is what some psychologists call being in the flow. You know, you could call it, say, from the realm of psychology, and I'm sure there's many other words for this state of being, right? Where the person is congruous with their self, right?
It's like not true ring.
It is a
Like,
maturity. So Malchut now is it, she is a receiver. She is on the same, she's feeling the fire of the giver. They're enmeshed. They're actually one. It's not like one is the other. One is like on the inside, one is on the outside. It's like they're both like doing their thing. They're both like in the vibe of what they're doing. They're not separate from each other. And that's the realm of Zer Anpin Yos, right? And Malchut coming together on this level, the level of sun and moon receiving from where? From the one crown, right? The one crown. Where, because it's not just both of them. Also, Malchut is feeling, where is she feeling it from? From him, from the sun, from Zer Anpin. But in truth, she's feeling it from the same source as, so they're not thinking or feeling anything different. They're really feeling the same thing. And if, so the level of the Zer Anpin or the masculine is more about being the giver, and she has to like learn, like, okay, I can't step on his feet. You know, he has this kind of like, you know, need to, you know, be that. And if I squash that, then it's not going to go well. That's not really good. That's not going to help anything. That's not really, you know. So it's being a receiver that is also feeling the same feelings, and yet being very fully a partner and fully a feminine in this state of beingness, right? This makes sense? Does this make sense? Well, we're evolving towards this, and this is what we're evolving towards, and that's what I'm saying. We are evolving towards what? Before we even get to the third level, we are evolving towards this place in consciousness and this place in leadership, right? Right? Because in terms of consciousness, if we really want to be ourselves, we have to know ourselves. And we have to feel not just with the intellect, which is IQ, but with EQ. And it's just as important as IQ, because the kids that have all the IQ, you know, at a certain place in their life, they're like, they're lost. But the kid with the EQ,
He's always
you
on
know,
next.
they're like, next, next, next. Good. I'm friends with this guy. I like the, you know, let's go here. Let's do that. They're, you
Not
know,
fully applied.
they're, because why? Because they're listening in to,
Inner voice.
they got their finger on to their inner voice. Exactly. They're trusting their inner voice. They're trusting, they have their finger on the pulse, and they're able to go with it. And in this generation, where there's a lot of emphasis on doing and whatever, and being and needing to be, like, we've come to a place in our society that we have that putting in the time, putting in the work on our emotional well-being, not just from the realm of psychology, but from the realm of really embodying this and really feeling this. and really being this, right? And going into a deeper level is what a lot of young people are really awakening themselves up to in the world because of the craziness that is there, like very much entails us to do that. Otherwise, right, there would be an overabundance of again of drinking, of drug use, of plenty of other things, which we know is not the way, right? Because Hashem wants to give us, Hashem is giving us these obstacles so that we awaken to what? To truly check in with what is underneath, with what is the unseen, right? The hidden realm, which is found within us, right? And that starts pretty much within us, right? Adama. Adama is Adam, to start within us. And checking in our own garden. And then we come to find that the garden isn't always so manicured. There's a lot of thorns there. There's a lot of shrubs. There's a lot of things that need to be, you know, trimmed and uprooted even. And this garden is this garden that we, that the garden of paradise that Adam came to after the fall from the garden of paradise where he was at, where Adam and Eve were there. And again, the sun and the moon, they were in sync, but that fall went into that fall of that, well, loss of consciousness.
So the falling started with Yom Revi'i, that the moon becomes smaller than the sun. It began there.
Right. There was. It's the same thing. Like the separation of Adam
down,
and Eve.
Down,
yeah.
And then the man.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, we're coming from this place, and we're basically meant to go back to paradise, but go beyond paradise to fix paradise, to go even to a higher level. Because the level of coming back to paradise and being within our own paradise, which we're supposed to really come to and live by, to live in a state of equanimity, in a state of joy, in a state of openness, state of love, of compassion. We are able to do that, and we need to do that. Like it may be like, oh, we need to, like that is, but by checking in and coming in from the place of love, coming in from the place of embrace, of security, not coming from the place of even an education. There's a difference where 100 years ago they used to hit with rulers, and that became unacceptable. It came, and we came to a place which is totally contradictory now, where a parent could sue the education board system because their kid considered themselves, I think, like a cat, and the teachers are like, you can't call yourself a cat. And she sued, and she, I don't know if she won, but she was like, what problem do they have against cats? He identifies himself as a cat. Why can't we just accept the cats? Why can't we love everyone? Why can't we just accept the cats? What do you have against the cats? That is crazy. And 100 years ago, they used to put your hand. I mean, I remember even less than 100 years ago, my grandfather and grandma, they put their hands down, and the teacher came along with a ruler.
And
people still do it.
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't want my kids in that school though. But it doesn't work for sure. But where we're at right now, What we've come to is absolutely,
Human.
it's absolutely deranged. I mean, I'm sorry, like that's like it really is. It's come to a realm of like not knowing even, well, what, how do we educate? How do we do this? So it's come to a level of a perverse level of the feminine, where this idea of just like be and just accept the like every nonsense in the world, and every like gender could be this, and he is a she, and he is a he, and and if you call them that, and they can't compete in a swimathon, or the, and it's a, and they could compete even though it's a male against other women, it's like, what is happening exactly in our universe, in our world, 2023? I grew up in the 80s, but
Craziness.
we it's crazy, because we're really trying to find, what we're really trying to find is that point of real truth within us. And it's not calling a kid a cat that's going to do that. And it's not going to be, it really is not. And calling a he or she is just not doing them or anyone else justice. It's just false.
That's
It's just a lot.
confusing.
It's just not it. It's just that's it. Birds and the bees. Like nature puts it very, very clearly what
What
things
is the
are.
one piece? There are only two genders.
But there is such a
There are only
fascination, I
two.
think, in the world with all of this right now. Why? Because we are coming more and more towards that feminine reality. The world just doesn't know how to deal with it.
The Jewish world is okay. Who's not? Is
The
going to
world is
learn.
not, doesn't know what it truly means to come to the realm of the feminine ascent, right? Because the feminine ascent is knowing who you are, knowing your faults, knowing your virtues, being aware, being trying to be in the moment, trying to, you know, work on oneself. And again, it's much easier to have these cliches and change body parts and to say that a kid is a cat rather than look under the hood in a true way. Why does he want to be a cat? Like, what the heck is wrong with him? What'd you do to him? Did you hold him upside down and just like shake him around? Like, all, like, what happened? What did his dad do to you? Like, what the heck is up with this kid? I'm sure there's other kids like that. He could be friends with other cats that are really kids.
How do we get to that point? It's only with love, no? Only with
So
self-love.
I think that again, we're coming to this idea of where the world is also on the relationship levels with males and males and females, and that whole thing, that whole gender thing, is really because we are coming towards again this feminine ascent and conscious and shift of consciousness. And with that, it brought a tremendous shift of consciousness that we've definitely had, especially since the 60s. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that on the during the 60s, the hippie revolution, that the ice is finally starting to melt, because people, because up until then it was a lot of like this Vietnam and very hardcore male and alpha male ways of doing things. And then things changed in the hippie revolution in the 60s and the 70s. And with that came a lot of substances. And it also came with a fascination of going to the East with the Beatles, right? And they brought back, you know, a lot of these teachings to the West, which opened up the West to much more of a spiritual consciousness. much more of a spiritual consciousness, which has come into, you know, places like Los Angeles with a lot of movie stars, with a lot of, and that made a huge, huge effect. In fact, the Kabbalah Center was one of those kind of places with Madonna and whatnot, and Ashton Kutcher, and right, she's got a house here in Tzfat. Like, so it opened up the world to much more of a conscious way of thinking and feeling. And with that, I definitely affected the rest of the self-help and you know, spiritual, you know, worlds that are trying to get to more of humanity on that level, to shift and to change and to have a deeper connection to themselves and to each other, right? So that is bringing us to the second level, and that second level of connecting our emotions with ourselves, with our beings, we could say, comes from the identification of being connected to the Keter, to our higher consciousness.
Second, we're still
That's the second, right? Now we're getting to the third. Yeah.
I inner level.
Yes, we're all able to attain this, and we need to attain this to be on the level that we are flowing, because that is really joy. Again, vichuneka, it's like chen. It's so much fun to ride your skateboard down the hill, or to roll down, you know, a hill, a mountain of sand, and you're just rolling around like all the way, like you did like a kid. So you could still try to do that or whatever, but or in your own way, like that silliness is, and not caring about the silliness is such an important thing. That childlike joy is such an elevation of malchut, then the child, and you could say the adult, just are just so happy together. They're having a great time, and that great time could be by yourself, like walking on a trail, right, where you are appreciating and you're giggling and you are in bliss, right, in joy, as you're doing what you do, because the emotions and your being and your are merged, and that's an elevation of your malchut. That's the elevation that that yourself, we could say, I'm not just like this lack or receiver or whatever level. I'm in the game, and I'm enjoying. I'm an active partner. I don't have to squash myself to really fully be myself. I could be fully who I am, and that's a great feeling. That's a great place, and then, you know, to be
Fully,
in,
doesn't
to
mean
be fully,
I can
yeah,
be
to
fully.
be, and that's a blessing. Ya'er, that Hashem should illuminate His face onto you, because you have, it's not your face, it's Hashem's face. You're basically radiating godliness from the book. And where does that come from? From the realm of Keter. So that's the second level. Third level is the level of the mother. And the level of the mother is the level that the receiver, that malchut, which is the receiver, and then it is the partner, achoti, finally becomes, in fact, the source and the impetus and the regeneration and the rejuvenation of everything else that ensues. It actually gives birth and rebirth to the self. The self now becomes new, because if you still have your old, then it's still not fully your, you still are limited. But if you have rebirthed yourself, basically, then you've now started like a new possibility, a new way. And the truth is, you know, the Baal Shem Tov and the great Hasidic masters all said, if you fall down, you have to believe, you have to believe that you could get right back up right after. And if you think, even after a mistake, that God despises you, right, or whatever, it says the tzaddik will fall down seven times, which is interesting, the descent of malchut seven times goes, but shav, but he or she comes back up. Like, I get back up. What does it mean I get back up? I've now come to what the issue is and come to try to work on it and to deal with it. And then beyond that, to actually fully learn the lesson. And that's really like where teshuva really comes to, it reaches really the level of the essence of the keter, where the person is, or the malchut is the one that's really just giving birth to everything else. And on an experiential level, on a personal level, on a body level, the person is, their body is the one that's sensing. And the body is the one that is doing and performing, and is do, and in a way, the body is the one that gives to the emotions and the mind.
Oh.
Because the root of the body is in fact higher than the intellect and the emotions. Because the root of the body is connected to God's infinite self, where the soul is obviously also connected to God's infinite self, right? It is a portion of God and is infinite. But on the realm of the soul being within the body, when the body is able to shine and to truly unleash its potential, then it indicates, and it basically shows that the body, that the whole descent of the soul was to go into the body so that the body can now fully transform the limitations which it seemingly has, because it comes as being limited. And we could say on the first realm where there's the receiver, where there is that smallness, right? And then there's the partnership. But then in truth, there is infinity, which goes beyond that, which is where the body, which is called the ani, the I, is merged with the same letters as ayin, as nothingness, the same letters of the ani, the physical, right, is really the ayin, is really the nothingness. And they once asked the Tzemach Tzedek, what is the essence of all of Hasidic thought? He said, it is to transform the ani into ayin. And to realize that within my ani, right, there is the true ani, because the essence is connected to the essence. Right, so the essence of man, of our bodies, is connected to the essence of Hashem. And that is higher than even the intellect and the emotions. And that's a very deep healing. That's a very deep level of beingness, which we are going to access when Mashiach comes. Ayin is nothingness, like the Ein Sof, right, where it says that the body is going to be higher than the soul, where that knowingness is not going to come from a knowing of the mind. It's going to be an innate knowing, like an innate beingness, because of our connection to the Ayin, right, to the infinity, innate pnimi. Yeah, it's within the body. So the whole, our job is in this world is to transform the ani, the I, the ego, right, the limitation, into the ayin, into the nothingness. Right, and so we've got these three realms. The first level is the receiver, and the realm of the receiver is that egoless place where the person is able to then eventually just receive and receive from what is and what needs to be. And then there could be a deeper merging and trusting of the self, of the emotions and then the person. And that is a level of flow. That's a level of connection. And that's a level, that's something that we work on daily. Through Torah mitzvot and through trust and through EQ and through meditation and through practices of hidbodedut and learning. And so we elevate our consciousness to try to have less of that self-doubt and more of the identification that what is real in the books and what is real, that is real. More than what is real in the newspaper or in the new, that is the reality. And that reality is not like reality from someone or something else outside of me. That true reality, godly reality is found within me. And not to doubt that. And that's where Malchut becomes elevated. She's like, yes, thank you. You know, you believe in me and you were one and you accept me and you love me, you appreciate me, and you don't like push me away. You don't say, well, what did the other person say first? What are you talking about? Who told you that that's true? The self down. Whereas there's a great feeling of like feeling heard and feeling seen and feeling loved and connected to. Then that's the place where that Hashem really wants us to be. That's Malchut. Hashem wants us to be in joy, not to be in paranoia and in anxiety mode. And in this, yes, we're affected by what the things that we see. We're affected by things that are outside of us, right? But the more that we could be aware of how those things are affecting us and more of how we can make time for what is inside of us, is where we can have that joy and that merging even in difficult times. The third level, the highest level, is right in the blessing of the Kohanim, right? Yisa Hashem panav elecha, that God should raise you up. What's the idea of raising you up? You're raised up to the level of Keter, Yisa Hashem, right? To lift you up.
But it's not his face that is, instead of a Horai, he's bringing us his face.
No, to raise you up. Isa will raise you up.
So it's like, doing like this, like you do to a
mm-hmm. And then that is shalom. That is peace. That is a peace that is within all of existence. And that's the third level of the cholam, which is the dot, which is above the letter. So dot under the letter, dot across, and then the dot on top, that's the level of mother. The realm of mother, where Malchut becomes mother, from that realm, we are completely connected to that place of knowingness on the realm of our bodies. Which is Geula, which is really fully accessible during Tchiyat HaMetim, the resurrection. But that's the whole highest level where the Ein Sof becomes revealed in it, etc. We're within our bodies, and that's why it's so important to, you know, to treat our bodies right and to realize that they are sacred vessels for Hashem's light, and to, you know, to be aware of thoughts that we have and patterns that we have and how they affect us and how emotions are stored within our body and the type of foods that we eat, because there is divine intelligence which is found within our bodies. And the more we could even hear that divine intelligence, is the more that Malchut becomes actualized. Just like within the earth itself, there is that truth. There's that truth that permeates within the earth itself. Emet me'eretz titzmach, King David says. Truth comes up and sprouts out from the earth. Within the earth itself, there is an innate truth. And when we walk on the earth, right? And, like I did today, Baruch Hashem, thank God, taking off my socks and putting my feet on the ground. It's the deepest, it is the greatest feeling where there's the nourishment that comes from the earth itself,
It comes from the earth.
where your mind stops to think and your emotions stop to and realize that I'm connected to something way more infinite. And it's a profound being. And the more and more that we come to that more and more that we have these practices of not just learning, but also going into nature and also putting our feet on the ground and more feeling the earth and feeling our bodies. And, having these types of practices of exercise and having these are ways of serving God, literally serving God. Like when we serve God through our bodies, through treating the body right, by honoring it, by respecting it as being the property of Hashem, of God. And that's the way we're supposed to really treat it. That means, doing our best. Why? Because within the body, that third level of aim, that's the level of malchut fully expressed. That the body itself knows Hashem. And it's even higher than the other realms. And that's the level of the simplicity, or really what we call pashtut. Where there's simplicity, there's not knowingness. There is, right, the idea of the tam, Yaakov Ish Tam. He was tam. He's a pashut ayid, like a simple Jew, where the Baal Shem Tov said that is the deepest one. That's the holiest one. Achi Ashiloni told the Baal Shem Tov, you think all the Kabbalistic meditation, he says, like that simple person that was just saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo with all of his heart, and the two of them, they were drawing down all these incredible realms. Why? Because they were in tune to their selves. They're in tunes with their, and they weren't even thinking me, me, me. They were thinking about God, and their body was just like, they were just, innocently and nonchalantly just connecting to and being that source. So, and that is our three realms. And a takeaway that we can that I'd like you guys to maybe think about, and if there's any questions or comments, but a takeaway that we could really leave with is paying attention to how much time do I spend tending to my body. And I know that, I don't know when the last like official Torah class that you had was like saying this, but that is where it's actually at. I mean, it's where it's this temple, and it's within, and again, it's the third level of Malchut. The elevation of Malchut is the elevation of not just thought, because the AI is way smarter than anyone, the Google, whatever, right? And it's emotion, but with AI and VR can't be the beingness. And that's what we're meant to be, right? So with all the AI in the world, we shouldn't feel challenged. And all the VRs in the world, we could be like, at the end of the day, what is all that telling us? And who am I really? I'm a being. And that is something which is the most important, the essential place of who we are,
The last one.
of being within our bodies and being in this world on the realm of the flow, again, because it's not just being in the body in the realm of an African, Zulu, whatever, or but it's being conscious on the earth, because realizing that within that is where Hashem really wants to be, and that's all of creation, is to come down to be, to make a dwelling place down in this world, which is our world, right? Inside.
So
yeah.
The first one can be also korban, victim, because she received everything from the 6 days. She's a receptor, and then she may think she's not okay, and to lashvot tzura with the world. The second one is more mudaut, more consciousness,
right?
More inner person. And the third one, move from the way. Let God live through you.
Right, it's God speaking through you. Exactly. That's the third way. The third way, it's not you, it's God, Hashem.
Why?
Like you're basically just you're a vessel for Hashem, and that's the realm that we're getting to. Our consciousness is getting towards that, and all of our challenges right now that are going on in the world are basically saying, don't fight darkness with darkness.
Wow.
Give it a little bit of light and allow that space of the contradiction, allow that space of feeling, and allow it within you, and watch it, because it's not real, right? Because it's not real. It's waiting to be ignited, and that spark is waiting to be seen within whatever challenge that is occurring. And there's, on a daily level, we have so many of them, but there are opportunities, instead of trying to beat, whatever's going on, and to fight what is going on, to allow what's going on. What is it telling me? What am I supposed to be learning? How am I supposed to be evolving? And allowing that space.